live from around the world, it's time for Peter Greenberg on the SSI Radio Network.
Around the world, the trip begins with a guest. Roam if you want to, roam around the world.
Get on the phone now and call 1-888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER. And now, the man who travels over 400,000 miles each year, the travel detective, Peter Greenberg.
And welcome aboard Peter Greenberg Worldwide. Hoping you're having a wonderful weekend wherever you happen to be. We, of course, have been living on airplanes and have landed in New Orleans, where we're coming to you from Harrah's, right down here, and taking your calls at 888-887-3837. That's 888-88-PETER. It's great to be in New Orleans, and we'll be talking a lot about that in the next hour. Quite a transformation from August of 2005, when I was down here with all the other reporters covering just the devastation of Hurricane Katrina. They just dodged a bullet weeks ago with another hurricane, and I think hopefully we've seen the worst of it. But it's great to see the city coming back, and coming back in a very well organized way. It wasn't always well organized, but they're finally getting their act together, and we'll be talking about that. And also, just a piece of housekeeping, if you go right to our website, petergreenberg.com, you can register to enter for a chance to win my new book. It comes out on November 11th, and it's got a provocative title and a provocative subject. The name of the book is Don't Go There. It's my essential list to the must-miss places of the world. That's right. Let me translate for you. The places of the world that suck. And I'm sure you have your own list, which, by the way, reminds me to tell you to check out our website for that book, which is don'tgothere.org. I want to hear from you. Tell me what you think is your worst place that you've ever been and why, because this book is by definition incomplete, and we want to include you in the next book. So look for it November 11th. Don't Go There, the essential guide to the must-miss places of the world. You can also win a copy, which I'll autograph for you, by going to our website and entering for that chance to win. Now, lots of stuff to talk about in the news, and most of it is crazy. The meltdown continues on Wall Street. Listen to this. United Airlines, with their fourth quarter capacity down already 16%, is about to cut even more. They've already laid off 7,000 people in the current round of layoffs, and it's probably going to be more. You're also seeing cutbacks in terms of credit card deals. That's right. American Express, if you had a Platinum card, one of the reasons, probably one of the biggest compelling reasons to have a Platinum card, was that they offered a domestic companion airfare program. That was the perk that allowed cardholders to book free companion tickets four times a year. Well, as of November 15th, kiss that one goodbye. I don't even know why you'd spend $450 a year for a Platinum card that has no other benefits. There's still a couple of two-for-one deals offered in business class for certain airlines, but of course availability is very limited as well. However, having said that, American Express does have some offers, which I think are interesting, and you can find them out at AmericanExpressOfferZone.com, and with rebates, and some of them are actually include travel, so check that out. Same thing with Citi Card, and you can find out about that with Bonus Cash Center at CitiCards.com and ChaseCreditCards.com. There are not that many deals, but you know what? There are a couple of them around, and you should definitely check them out. It's a continuing problem. You're going to see not trickle down, but tumble down stuff. There is a silver lining, however, and the silver lining is hotels. Because if nobody's flying, guess what? The financial crisis means that there's nobody staying at hotels, and you're going to see tremendous pressure exerted by hotels to discount without ever calling it a discount. That's right. And remember, this isn't just a U.S. crisis. It's a global crisis. Don't laugh. Check out Iceland. You heard me. Iceland. They had to devalue their currency radically the other day. You know what the dollar is now? The U.S. dollar is king in Iceland. Beautiful country, by the way. Two-for-one deals. Two-for-one deals in Iceland. Australia, the U.S. dollar is doing better. The euro, which, by the way, this summer was $1.60, is now down around $1.36. How about the British pound? In July, the British pound was $1.99. It's now down to $1.71. Still not a great bargain, but relatively speaking, that's a whole lot better than $2.03 earlier this year. So there is some silver lining opportunities here that you didn't necessarily expect, but they're there. Let's go right to the phones. We got Brent on the phone. Hey, Brent.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How can I help you today?
I had a question about buying round-trip tickets. I noticed that the fares going into a certain city were, you know, high, but then if you go to another city that stops in that city, you can get a better deal. And I was thinking, well, maybe I'll just buy that ticket and then just get off out of the airport.
Well, you know what? You're not alone in your thinking, but it's not going to help you, and I'll tell you why. It's called the Hidden City Ticket, and in the old days, about 15 years ago, you could probably get away with that, but the airline's computer systems are sophisticated enough to know that you didn't officially complete the trip that they sold you, and they then cancel all your outbound return flights. And in fact, when you show up for those flights, they ding you for the full fare ticket on the way back because you didn't honor your terms of the contract. It's called the Hidden City Ticket. And for those people who want to figure this out, let's, for example, say you want to go to Dallas from Los Angeles and it's $500, but a flight to Austin is $250 and the flight stops in Dallas on the way to Austin, which is somewhat the example you were giving me, Brent. And so you get off the flight in Dallas, which is where you wanted to go anyway, and the plane continues on to Austin. You'll automatically be canceled out and it doesn't work. So it sounds like a great idea, but guess what? They're hip to it now. So you've heard the warning from me. Don't do it, okay?
All right, thanks.
Right. Now, there's something else, though. Stay on the phone for 1 second, but there's something else going on now that the airlines are trying, which is really making me angry because they should have learned their lesson a couple of years ago when we busted them on that, and that's called the back-to-back ticket. And that's this. The airlines, and United Airlines, by the way, is in the forefront of this. They've reinstituted on many of their routes the dreaded, the abominable Saturday night stay requirement, which means that you can only get a discount if you agree to stay on a Saturday night, which, of course, is aimed at who? Business travelers who need to come back on the week. Well, we figured out a way around that years ago. I went on the Today Show and nailed them on this. None of the airlines liked it. But you know what? I'll take credit for almost single-handedly stopping it, and I'm going to do it again. And on this one, it works every time. If you're on a flight that goes, let's say Los Angeles to New York, and they say, okay, Brent, you get a discount, but you have to stay on a Saturday night, and you can't stay on a Saturday night, well, here's what you do. You book one flight that leaves, let's say, 2 weeks from tomorrow and comes back 3 weeks later. But you have no intention of coming back 3 weeks later. But that fare is 1/4 the money they wanted to charge you for coming back like Thursday. And then you make a second reservation starting in New York on that Thursday, 2 weeks from this Thursday, coming back to L.A., returning 3 months later. And that's only a quarter of the fare. So for basically a half of what they wanted to charge you for one round trip, you get two. And if you book it properly and plan it properly, you get two round trip fares, two round trip tickets, two round trip flights, and you get double the mileage. How about that?
Wow, that's great.
Yeah. That's how you beat these guys at their own game, playing by their rules. United Airlines should be ashamed of themselves for thinking that we have no memory. United Airlines has no memory. They're just desperate. And we're not going to play that game. It's a completely draconian approach to air travel. And the reason why it won't work again is that a number of airlines, including Southwest and JetBlue, started selling one-way tickets anyway. So why would they think in a million years we're going to like say, oh, okay, we're going to do that? We're not. So the deal is, Hidden City tickets, don't do it. Back-to-back tickets, you have the green light from me, okay? Because remember, you're flying on your own name, on the dates and times specified on the ticket, and you paid for it yourself. You haven't violated anything, okay? All right, when we come back, we're going to be talking about what's going on in New Orleans. Good, bad, and a little bit ugly, but you know what? Out of ugly comes beautiful, and we'll explain that when we come back. More from Harris in New Orleans with Peter Greenberg and Peter Greenberg Worldwide right after these messages. That's right.
The Peter Greenberg Worldwide phone lines are open now, so call us at 888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER.
Honey, what do you think about separate vacations?
Huh?
Yeah, because I want to do the man thing, you know, fishing, camping, eating beans, stinky stuff.
Well, I've always wanted to take a Viking River cruise to China.
Do it. I'll be with Stinky Man.
And I'll explore the Yangtze River, soaring dramatic mountain passages, first-class gourmet food, luxury, luxury, luxury.
I changed my mind. I'm going to go with you.
What about the stinky men?
I hate stinky men. You know why?
They stink.
For more, log on to VikingRiverCruises.com or call 1-877-66-VIKING.
You never know what's out there when traveling. That's why Travel Guard offers travel insurance plans for the unexpected. Trip cancellation and interruption, emergency medical and health expenses, lost or stolen baggage. With a Travel Guard plan, you'll be covered from the time you book your trip to the moment you arrive home. Plans start at $30. Talk to your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today. Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations of coverage. May not be available in all states.
If you travel for business, you know just how stressful it can be. Radisson Hotels and Resorts wants to make your life easier and give you special perks with our Business Rewards package. You'll get breakfast, up to $15 US, 2,000 bonus gold points, free high-speed internet, and the added flexibility of early check-in or late check-out based on availability. Book your Business Rewards package today at 800-333-3333 or visit radisson.com/business. You deserve it.
Planning your next vacation with Trivalga Tours? For over 60 years, Trivalga Tours has crafted vacations for singles, couples, and entire families, providing education, relaxation, and fun. Friendly and knowledgeable tour directors help ensure lasting memories. Book your next worldwide vacation. Call your travel agent or Trivalga Tours at 1-888-521-0891 or click on trivalgatours.com. So dream, pack, and leave the rest to us.
This segment of Peter Greenberg Worldwide is brought to you by Trafalgar Tours. Trafalgar Tours, providing nearly 300 vacations to worldwide destinations since 1947. Dream, pack, and leave the rest to us. See your travel agent or call 1-888-521-0891. Here again is your host, Peter Greenberg.
And it's 18 minutes after the hour, coming to you from Harrah's in New Orleans, otherwise known as the Crescent City. And about 3 years ago, otherwise known as the Underwater City. Of course, we all remember that devastation following Katrina, and it's lasted through till today. It's still a slow recovery. I mean, Bourbon Street's back, the French Quarter's back, the city's coming back to life, the streetcars are back. But bottom line is, there's still a lot of work to be done. And joining me right now is Sean Cummings, who's an architect here in the city and very much a part of the recovery and the rebuilding. I mean, when you look around, I mean, I remember coming here 3 years ago and wading through New Orleans. I remember coming back here even a year ago and seeing what was going on. Even now, the change has been dramatic.
Yeah, it's pretty profound. It's still a long way to go, but some dramatic results since you saw it last.
Give me some examples of what's going on in the city right now.
Well, I think that the most important thing that's happened is that the people of New Orleans have come together and really said what we had in the past was magical but not good enough. So we want to take it not only to recover, but to go beyond that.
And you've been given the opportunity because of all the destruction. You can actually start from scratch.
Absolutely. And so one of the things that we talk about, Peter, is you use the word reinvention a lot. I mean, New Orleans, as you know well, is one of the beloved cities of the world that has this signature sense of place. And so when we talk about reinvention, don't mean losing that sense of place, but it means doing things in the early part of the 21st century that are really substantial.
I mean, you've got to really preserve that architectural heritage.
You do, but then you have to go beyond that. I mean, if you look at Barcelona, Paris, London, even domestically, New York, San Francisco, some of the cities that have a real old architectural endowment that tourists love, You then add to that things of this time that are still reflective of this place.
But trying to preserve the footprint, if you will, in the architectural design, meaning you don't want, I mean, you almost have to, like, revamp the building codes, don't you?
Well,
you're laughing when I say that, but...
Yeah, in some measure, but I think for, you know, the listenership, one of the things that's really interesting here is that, you know, not only reinventing public education delivery, not only reinventing healthcare delivery here, and so many things about the criminal justice system, all of those things you have to do to make a great city. But, for example, we're reinventing the riverfront or the crescent of the Crescent City here and doing that in quite a dramatic way. And I think it would be yet a new discrete reason to come to New Orleans.
Also joining us is Pamela Senator, who is the Vice President of the Horizon Institute, a nonprofit group really formed as a result of the devastation at Katrina to try to get back on track and getting everybody together, short of singing Kumbaya. I mean, I'm talking to get all the different views in a situation where people can actually work together.
It's actually, I mean, further to what Sean is saying, it's a very exciting time because New Orleans post-Katrina is really a city of passionate people.
But you guys were a city of passionate people before. But you just got to get focused.
That's a different kind of passion.
It's beyond passion for culture and food and music, which is still here and still big, no doubt about it. But it's a passion that turns the city actually into a progressive city. You talk about a passion for green architecture, which led Brad Pitt and his Make It Right Foundation to come here to organize 13 internationally renowned architects in green architecture to rebuild houses that were literally thrown off their foundations after Katrina in the Lower Ninth Ward.
Is Brad really directly involved? Does he actually get in?
He is absolutely involved. I was at an event the other night where he was he's pushing this because it's a passion for him, and this could very well be, at the end of the day, probably the largest, you know, neighborhood of green architecture, sustainable, visually appealing buildings in the world.
Now,
hopefully.
You realize, Pamela, if you stay here long enough, Angelina will adopt you. I just thought I'd mention that.
She's a great mom. I'd love to be adopted by her. But beyond that, I mean, there's a passion for education. I mean, Sean alluded to that as well. You've got educators from Stanford, from Harvard, coming here to rebuild as new schools for New Orleans, as a charter school movement that could very well become a model for the nation.
What about the streetcars? I want to talk about the streetcars because they were taken out of service. They were nailed during this, but they're back.
Absolutely. Running up and down Canal Street, up and down St. Charles Avenue, and it's, you know, next to San Francisco, you know, the city with, you know, some lore about them, and it's a magical part of the city.
And the streetcar named Desire?
We like the myth and the reality.
Which means? Where is it?
Yeah. I don't know. We got to bring it back at some point.
Look, I'm not even from here, as you know. I moved here from Los Angeles just before the storm, and the streetcars, for me, are already a place in my heart. You know, hearing them sort of up and down the St. Charles Avenue, it just it makes you smile.
For people visiting New Orleans, and I'm a big fan of this when it can be done properly and with the right focus. I mean, just, you know, most visitors to New Orleans, you know, they're on Bourbon Street, they're on the French Quarter, and that's about all they see. They never get out of that. What are you guys doing to encourage them to get out into the wards, to see what's going on, to see how you're rebuilding the riverfront, reinventing it, if you will, and then how can they get involved?
Well, I think you're really hitting on something interesting, because the great cities of the world are increasingly less places where folks must go for a job. And much like tourists, they're places where people choose to go because of the quality of life. And so in reinventing this city, boosting the quality of life. There are not only a gazillion people coming here as tourists and making meaningful contributions through volunteerism, but there are all sorts of wonderful other areas of the city to see, Peter, from the magic of the uptown area out into Gentilly, the Ninth Ward, the Upper Ninth Ward, one of the most creative neighborhoods in the city, the Bywater area, home to a tremendous number of artisan craftspeople. So there's a lot to see here beyond the obvious.
Actually, what Sean is alluding to is, I mean, Tulane saw its applications rise, it tripled this year because it made as part of its curriculum public service is a necessary part of the curriculum there. So people are coming here, young professionals in droves, because they see a higher calling.
You know, what was interesting to me is, you know, when I was here last year, I discovered, I mean, I've been getting press releases for all, had never gone, I discovered the World War II Museum. I thought it was great, and they're expanding it. I mean, it was eye-opening to me. And then as I walked around the corner on Canal Street, I bumped into a National Park Ranger. What are you doing here? Well, guess what? There are national park sites and rangers that give tours right in downtown New Orleans. I did not know.
There's a new insectarium, which is very exciting, which is very unusual.
So if the cemetery and the ghost tours don't get you, the spiders will. I just want to make sure we got that covered. That's part of the Audubon Group as well, right?
Absolutely. And the Audubon Park is such a jewel. I mean, I go rollerblading there. I go walking with my dog. And the zoo is one of the most spectacular zoos in the world.
Well, not only is the zoo spectacular, but people don't realize, at least the last time I was here, you can take a riverboat to the zoo. That is the cool way to go to the zoo. Especially since they serve beer at the zoo, you want a designated driver, and that would be the riverboat.
When I first came here, actually, I took a swamp tour, and it was such fun. I mean, you see alligators, and you're in, you know, the bayou, and all the moss hanging from the trees. I mean, there's all kinds of interesting things to do beyond Bourbon Street.
And in fact, you know, I look at the concept of a city like New Orleans as an enabler. You know, most hotels try to just promote their own property. What are all the great things you can do at the hotel because you're at the hotel? I want to go beyond that and say, what are all the great things that I can do within a 200-mile radius of the hotel enables me to do? So right from New Orleans, it's not that long a drive to go to Houma and go out there. I was flying under bridges on seaplanes with guys, and I'm, you know, and they're crazy pilots out there. I said to the guy, do you have any instrumentation on this plane? He goes, Yeah, it's IFR. I said, oh, really? Instrument flight rules? He goes, no, I follow the river. Ooh. He told me, of course, while we were flying under the bridge. That was an amazing experience for me. But, you know, Sean, you mentioned about how people can come here and get involved. What are the resources? And I throw this to you as well, Pamela. What are the resources that you can use, that you can tell people about? And we can go to our website and link it as well, so that when people come here, they can get involved.
Do you want to take that, Pepper? There are some sites here where, for volunteerism, that are specific.
Well, certainly,
to that.
There's a group called Idea Village, which handles a lot of sort of entrepreneurism and volunteerism in the city. There's always Habitat for Humanity. I'd be happy to provide some links to your site if you like.
All right, we will do that. What we'll do is after the show, give me that. It'll be right on our site, petergreenberg.com, because a number of the hotels, by the way, the Marriott is doing it. Ritz-Carlton has been involved in other cities in terms of what they call give back getaways, where they'll actually give you a discount on the room or even a free room for an additional night if you agree to stay and help out. And I think it's a very important thing, not to do just for you, but if you're traveling with your kids, get the kids involved, because the kids are leading the way in the green movement, and I would suspect they're leading the movement in the rebuilding of New Orleans as well. So, Sean Cummings, thank you for joining us. I really appreciate the work you're doing. I want to go check out the riverfront later on today. I'll always be down at the riverfront. It's the place you want to hang.
Well, for being a city on the water and legendary for it, it's tough to find it here. So we really look forward to opening it up to all the visitors, the millions of people who come here year in and year out.
I mean, not to mention taking the riverboat to the zoo.
Absolutely.
And Pamela Senator
with a beer.
With a beer, of course. And Pamela Senator with the Horizon Institute. Don't forget, we will have the links on our website to all the organizations and resources where you can get involved when you come down here. And they might even let you bring your Go Cup. We'll be back with more from Harrah's in New Orleans. Peter Greenberg Worldwide back with more right after this.
To participate in the program and speak with Peter Greenberg, call 888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER.
Attention savvy travelers, Rudy Maxa here. If you're like me, you can't afford to take chances when you travel. You need medical evacuation service that's dependable and won't cost you a fortune in hidden fees. You need MedJet Assist. As a member, if you're hospitalized over 150 miles from home, MedJet will fly you to the hospital of your choice free of charge. Believe me, you won't find protection like this from any other company, which is why I'm a member. It's time to travel smarter. Visit MedJet.com and sign up today. MedJet Assist. Take trips, not chances.
American Airlines presents Real Sports Heroes. We know why you fly. Hi, everybody. I'm Ross Porter. Fred Saberhagen won 2 Cy Young Awards while pitching for the Kansas City Royals. 4 years ago, Brett started the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
We've been trying to do stuff for the youth. Worked a little bit with juvenile diabetes, autism. It's kind of all about the name, Make a Difference, and we try to just help out anybody we possibly can.
For more on the story, log on to RealSportsHeroes.com.
This segment of Peter Greenberg Worldwide is brought to you by American Airlines. For all your travel needs, visit AA.com. Now, back to Peter Greenberg.
And it's 33 minutes after the hour, coming to you from Harrah's in New Orleans and taking your calls at 888-887-3837. That's 888-88-PETER. If you can't get through on the phones, not a problem. You can always email me to peter@petergreenberg.com. Just give us your name, your phone number, your problem, or your question so we can solve it right here on the air. Speaking of petergreenberg.com, if you log on there, you can enter for a chance to win a copy of my new book, which comes out November 11th, and I'll give you the title. Not your typical guidebook, I can assure you. It's called Don't Go There. It's my essential guide to the must-miss places of the world. That's right. Let me translate that for you. It's my guide to all the places I think in the world that suck. And Jay's laughing. I'll get back to him in a second. And I'm sure you have a list as well. So there's another website you should log on to, which is don'tgothere.org, and give us your list. I know you have one. Everybody's got one. Give me your list of all the places you hate and the reasons why, and there's a good chance you'll be in the next book. But this is a book that's cross-referenced by pollution, crime, corruption, highways of death, trains most likely to derail and wear, places that literally stink. That's right, they smell. Lamest claims to fame, banned airlines, terrible hotels. We're going to have a lot of fun with this and making friends and influencing people along the way. But it's a book that's highly desired for the simple reason that I'm sick and tired of just guidebooks that promote places. I think you need to know where you shouldn't go, especially in these tough economic times. Who wants to waste money? You know the book, 1,000 Places to See Before You Die? This one's a little different. This is 1,000 Places to Die before you see. But New Orleans, by the way, is not on the list for places to see. And my next guest knows a little bit about that. It's Jay Weigel, who's the executive director of the Contemporary Arts Center here in New Orleans. You've gone through quite a transformation in the last 3 years, haven't you?
Oh, we really have. But, you know, it's been a transformation. It's been an opportunity. There's all kinds of opportunities that spring up when something like that happens to really address
issues. Now, you were
here? I was here. I've been the director. Well, I was born and raised here, went away, and I've been the director at the centers since 96, and so I got to live through it all. And there were some tough moments in there, you know.
There are a lot of tough moments.
Yeah, you know, I tell you the worst one, man, was running out of money and letting 35 people go. You know, that was the hardest. And now we're back. Our staff is back.
You know, the people who could, you know, like, for example, here at Harris, they closed in August 29th, of course, of 2005. They didn't reopen until February, March of the next year. And what was amazing is they kept everybody on payroll.
Yeah, the most people couldn't, obviously. And I think the cultural sector, we had it.
You were low budget to begin with. You didn't have a whole lot of budget to play with.
Well, and you know, we didn't have mail for 4 or 5 months. So if anyone even tried to send you money, you couldn't get your hands on it. And we were able to go, I think, until the end of October. And then everybody was in our group was flat busted, man.
Of the 35 people you let go, how many have come back?
22.
That's not bad.
Yeah, I would say I gave everyone the commitment that when we hire back positions, they were first on the list. And I think I can honestly say maybe 3 people had moved on to someplace else and weren't really interested in coming back. But everyone grabbed back at it. Everyone's back working who was. Even those we haven't hired back, they're back employed. So
okay, I'm going to give you the biggest setup question you've ever had. Are you bigger and better than ever? Okay, I'm not even asking.
We're more expensive, it feels like, than ever, man. New Orleans economy sort of hit the, this used to be such without a doubt, one of the greatest and least expensive places in the world to live. You know, you could get by on so little. For the locals. Yeah. The street was great. You know, what was happening was just always so fun. And even at the CAC, man, at the Contemporary Arts Center, we only charge $20 to come to a concert to hear McCoy Tyner. You know, we just believe in letting people in. And while certainly not only what's happened the last few days, but certainly since the storm, things are a bit testier.
And for an economy that's so dependent on travel and tourism, you know, with airlines cutting back and hotels in trouble, I mean, you know, my feeling is we're in for a rough patch. But then if you can get here, boy, are you going to be happy to see people.
Oh, yeah. This is such, I mean, you said 2 things there. One, getting here, the great time you'll have, but also the people that are here. You know, this is a town that if you want anonymity, you can have it. So many famous people show up because sort of we don't care, you know, that they're here. And if you want to just enjoy and the quality of people and the way people greet other people here, just whether they're strangers or friends, is so unique, I feel.
Now, you're just about to open something called Prospect One. Explain that to me.
Well, you know, Prospect One is the largest international biennial this country, really the first one in this country, patterned after the Vienna Biennale and other international art exhibitions. And Dan Cameron, who works at the CAC as our visual arts director, also is the mastermind behind this project. And he has assembled over 20 sites all around the city, from traditional art sites to non-traditional sites, and is putting art from, I believe it's 80 artists from 20 countries into all these sites.
And plus you got like, 10,000 square feet of exhibition space?
Oh, at the CAC, we've got, I've actually renovated 40,000 extra square feet for Dan, so we actually have about 50,000 square feet of exhibition space he's using.
And what kind of art are we talking about? Everything from performance art to actual paintings?
Well, with Dan's, everything from, I would say, more installation work, and there is some performance work art as well, to more traditional kind of, quote-unquote, traditional kind of contemporary work. But these are artists. You know, artists today tend to be much more engaged in the community. They don't tend to work, not all of them tend to work in just a studio and then some gallery puts it up and a museum buys it. These are really people that came to New Orleans, checked out the 20 different sites, made work specifically for the site they chose. It's really fascinating.
Wow. All right, Jay Weigel from the Contemporary Arts Center, man. Thanks again.
Oh, thank you.
And Prospect One opening soon.
Yes, it is.
Okay, man. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Can I exhibit there too?
You can certainly send us your work.
Oh, you know what? Spoken like a true politician. We'll be back with more from New Orleans right after this.
Call now to talk to Peter Greenberg at 888-887-3837. Email him at peter@petergreenberg.com.
Do you suffer from cold sores? Relieve One Day Cold Sore Symptom Treatment is out to prove how fast it really works. If you suffer from those nasty sores, try Relieve and find out for yourself if Relieve works really fast for you. Relieve is spelled R-E-L-E-E-V. It's easy to find and is in all major drugstores. So if you get cold sores, remember to get Relieve now and keep it ready to use the moment a cold sore attacks.
Today, let's talk about the good things, about where you can find them. Like when you go into a store and you want the best, what do? You ask the clerk what he's got in the back. And if he likes you, he says he'll be right back. Shoes, cigars, even the butcher. The best stuff is always in the back. So when it comes to getting what's best for your Buick, Pontiac, or GMC, head to your participating dealer right now and drive around back down their Good Wrench service lane for Good Wrench and Go Time. For a limited time, you can get an oil change, tire rotation, and a Good Wrench multi-point vehicle inspection all in one package. And while you're there, have them check your tires. Should you need them, they can recommend the proper tires for your vehicle.
I can't stop thinking about it.
So, between now and November 30th, give it a go and make it Good Wrench and Go at your participating Buick, Pontiac, or GMC dealer. One way to know if Good Wrench and Go is right for you, visit GoodWrench.com and click on your GM brand.
Healthy lips should never go naked. So what are you going to wear? How about ChapStick 100% Naturals? It's the all-natural way to keep lips feeling healthy. And it slides on so comfortably smooth. Or why not try on new ChapStick True Shimmer? It's the only ChapStick with shimmering highlights to give lips a beautiful, radiant shine every time you put it on. So if you want lips to look and feel healthy, never let your lips go naked. Always wear ChapStick.
These days, every place calls itself a must-see destination. Now, Peter Greenberg steers you clear of the hype with an eye-opening dose of reality in his new book, Don't Go There. From the world's most overpriced tourist traps, to the most dysfunctional airports, to the most dangerous cities, Don't Go There saves you from the world's worst places so you can focus on the best. Why waste time and money on your next trip? Read Don't Go There by Today Show travel editor Peter Greenberg. On sale now. From Rodale.
I'm Errol Squires, inventor of Relieve One Day Cold Sore Symptom Treatment. I invented Relieve because I wanted a very effective, natural treatment for cold sores that worked really fast. Relieve works so well and so fast for me, my family, and friends, I wanted to help other people who suffer from cold sores. I think people are smart enough to know if something works. If you suffer from cold sores, try Relieve and find out if it works for you. Relieve is comprised of botanical extracts and is guaranteed. Buy Relieve now at all major stores.
The telephone number to call the program is 888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER. Email Peter at peter@petergreenberg.com. Here again is your host, Peter Greenberg.
And it's 43 minutes after the hour. It's Life in the Fast Lane by the Eagles. A perfect segue to our next guest, Life in the Cheap Lane. That's right. Matt Gross of the New York Times. We had him on earlier this year when he started his frugal grand tour and kept us all in reported on it from around the world on how he could do it. In fact, 16 countries, I believe, in 13 weeks. And he was only able to do it on 100 euros a day. Am I following that right, Matt?
That's right. Although I think it's 17 if you count England and Scotland as separate countries.
Okay, I'll give you 17. But here's my question, though. Considering the fact that the pound and the euro were killing us at the beginning of the summer, and they came down a little bit in price, were you able to do it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think it worked out to just over 82 euros a day, so well below my 100 euro a day ceiling.
All right, now that's 82 euros a day for accommodations and food?
Accommodations, food, travel, absolutely everything. Everything.
All right. How much weight did you lose?
I actually lost about 6 pounds. It was kind of nice.
There's a diet. Okay. Now, when you think about all the countries you did, I'll give you 17 countries here, and 13 weeks of travel. You know, obviously there were some lessons you learned there, and ones that we can probably apply when we travel. Give me a couple.
Yeah, totally. I think the most important thing is to find, to expand your definition of Europe. Europe is a huge place, 48 countries, and yet when most people think about going there, they think about France, Italy, England, Germany, and, you know, maybe a couple places outside of that. But you can expand the idea of Europe to include places like northern Cyprus, the Turkish-controlled area of Cyprus, which is beautiful, unbelievably beautiful, amazingly friendly people, and incredibly cheap compared to, you know, other Mediterranean islands, say in Greece, that would be phenomenally expensive.
But then again, you know, when most people think about saving money when they go to Europe, they think about buying a Eurail pass, just doing it by train. They get a 1 or a 2 week or a 1 month long Eurail pass. And as convenient as that might be, you're not going to be doing that on 100 euros a day, are you?
No, I mean, I thought long and hard about getting the Eurail pass in the beginning, and then I started pricing things out, and I realized it was going to be a lot cheaper to just pay for train tickets as I go along. I mean, if you have some really intensive train-based travel over the span of a couple of weeks, you might be better off with a Eurail pass. But there's bus lines. Actually, the great secret of Europe is Eurolines.com, which is this fabulous international network of buses that run overnight during the day from every corner of Europe to every other corner of Europe. It's so cheap. And, you know, I mean, it's a bus, but gets you there and doesn't rip you off.
Now, one of the things that you did, which I found fascinating, we've talked about this on the show in the past as an opportunity for people to, you know, to be tourists in a different way. It's really almost like agritourism. You actually went online and found an opportunity to work on an organic farm to pay for your room and board.
Yeah, Peter. It's an organization called WOOF, W-W-O-O-F, Worldwide Opportunities on Organic Farms. They have literally thousands of farms all over the world, from New Zealand and Australia to Turkey to France to plenty right here in the U.S. Doesn't really cost you anything. It's a tiny membership fee. You get to live out in the countryside on a beautiful farm. Your room and board are taken care of, and you know you can actually do something instead of sort of consigning yourself to walking around and looking at.
All right. So instead of just being
not that excited about it. Go for it.
So instead of just being a columnist for the New York Times, you're now a goat tender.
Exactly. Hey, you know, goats can be nicer than some of my readers.
You know, I don't want to go there. I really don't want to go there. But, I mean, what did you know about tending goats?
I don't know anything about tending goats, but I know how to take care of vegetables. I know how to, you know, watch the road when the sheep are crossing back into their pens. You know, you don't necessarily need to know that much. The farmers are going to show you what to do and make sure that you're not taking care of anything too sensitive. I didn't slaughter any chickens, for example.
Okay, and I hate to ask the question, but what's for dinner tonight? What, goat cheese?
No. I mean, the people I stayed with were real gourmets. They'd run a pizzeria outside Toulouse for something like 13 years, and they made fabulous Moroccan tagines of fresh chickens and chickpeas, all kinds of amazing things. It was serious eating.
So based on this, would you do it again?
Volunteer on a farm, absolutely.
Would you take the trip again? Would you go? Of course. Not to mention the fact the New York Times was paying for it. Not a bad deal, Matt.
Hey, they didn't have to, when I was volunteering on the farm, what were they paying for? It didn't cost me anything. It didn't cost them anything.
All right, Matt Gross, the Frugal Grand Tour in the New York Times. I'm sure we'll be hearing more from you, and we'll talk to you later when you actually adopt a goat. We'll be back with more from New Orleans. Peter Greenberg here, the Worldwide Travel, back right after this.
The Peter Greenberg Worldwide phone lines are open now, so call us at 888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER. To join Peter Greenberg, call us at 888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER. Email the show at peter@petergreenberg.com. Now back to Peter Greenberg Worldwide.
And it's 52 minutes after the hour. Peter Greenberg here at Harrah's in New Orleans and taking your calls at 888-887-3837. That's 888-88-PETER. If you can't get through on the phones, no problem. You can always get to me by emailing me to peter@petergreenberg.com. Just give us your name, your phone number, your problem, your question, and we will answer it right here on the air. And one more piece of housekeeping, go to our website at petergreenberg.com and register to maybe win a new copy of my brand new book called, you'll love this one, Don't Go There, That's right. It's my essential guide to the must-miss places of the world. That's right. It's my list of all the places that I think suck. And laughing along with me is my next guest. I love it. It's Jeremy Davenport. And, you know, before I tell you who Jeremy is, you know, I'll tell you what Jeremy does. And he's part of a growing number of musicians over the last 3 years who have made the return trip back to New Orleans to resettle here, to work here, to entertain here. As the city rebuilds itself. And you can see and hear Jeremy, of course, at the Ritz-Carlton here a couple of nights a week. But most importantly, he's a good example of how the community is coming back. Right, Jeremy?
Yes.
I mean, you know, I've had so many people that I've talked to, you know, they had to leave. You left right before the hurricane.
Right, the night before Katrina, I escaped.
When did you get back?
I actually waited. I came back for the first jazz festival after... after the storm, and then my bread and butter is the Ritz-Carlton show that I do three nights a week that reopened a year after that. So,
you know, our NBC was the headquarters at the Ritz-Carlton, yeah. and we finally got thrown out of there because they really had to get everybody out of the city.
Yeah.
So it was quite a homecoming to come back, wasn't it?
Oh, it was wonderful. I missed, I was kind of temporarily displaced in St. Louis for 9 months working there, and so... just to come back.
And you're from St. Louis.
Yeah, I grew up in St. Louis. Yeah. So that was a nice...
Are you
nice,
back to stay now?
Definitely.
And more musicians coming back?
I hope so. You know, I've always been lucky. This city's been kind to me, and so I've always managed to work all the time. And it was such a fertile musical environment, and it continues to be.
When people come to New Orleans now,
uh-huh.
you know, can they get involved in some of the rebuilding too?
Yeah, I mean, I see so much, which what's always inspiring, and I do travel a lot, so I spend a lot of time in the airport. Unfortunately, that should be number
see,
one.
See, I can't relate to that
yeah,
at all.
Exactly. Yeah. And so I constantly see groups of folks coming in to continually groups coming in to help the rebuilding process, and it's important and it's great.
So. Give me an idea of what you play at the Ritz-Carlton. I know you brought your trumpet.
Yeah, I brought my horn.
I'm going to put you on the spot.
Yeah. That's why I brought it. And my musical hero is Louis Armstrong, who obviously is from here. And so that's really what's constantly drawn me to this place. And so you know, I'd like to think that I do a mixture of it's like if you put Louis Armstrong and Frank Sinatra in a blender, that's what you'd come up with. And so. You know, this is a beautiful song I'd like to do for you real quick, just a few bars of it. It's a Hoagy Carmichael song that he wrote about New Orleans, and it's kind of lesser known. It's called New Orleans.
All right, take that trumpet out. Let's hear it. I love it. Not bad, not bad, and on no rest, as they like to say in Major League Baseball.
Of course, that's you got to take it out hot, you know.
When you came back, though, what were the living conditions like?
You know, it was sad. I'll tell you an interesting story. When I told you I came back for the first jazz festival, and I played out at the fairgrounds, and the hotel, the Ritz-Carlton, was closed, officially closed, and they had like three rooms in service that they left for the ownership to come in, and so I stayed in the hotel when it was closed, and it was the creepiest thing because the Canal Street
was deserted.
And so it was a very surreal kind of shining kind of feeling. And the city, like today I walked from the hotel here, and to see the foot traffic and see the folks with the Saints jerseys heading up the street to the football game, and to see, you know, this kind of sense of foot, you know, the foot traffic and everything. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. So that it's night and day compared to what it was.
Well, I got to do quickly. I want to thank everybody here because we're almost out of time. Shelly Goncharowski, our producer, Jeff Ryder, our engineer in New York, Alan Stagg has been handling the boards here, and of course, Vanessa Mayfield, who's been helping us out. Why don't you just play us out with a very traditional New Orleans song? Go for it, Jeremy. What was that last note? How perfect to end it on that. Jeremy Davenport, you can see him lurking in the halls of the Ritz-Carlton, but of course there are more people back there now. Thanks for joining us today, and thanks for coming.
Nice to see you.
All right, that music means we are totally out of time for this week. And once again, thank you to Shelley Gontrowski, our producer, Jeff Ryder working the boards in New York, Alan Stagg, who's doing a great job here with his team here in New Orleans, Vanessa Mayfield, who helped put all this together. And I hate to say go Saints because they suck. I had to say it.
Oh, come on,
I had to say it.
No, they don't.
All right. Bye, everybody.
You've been listening to Peter Greenberg Worldwide. And as always, you're hearing Must Hear Radio on the SSI Radio Network.